This is Poetry Off the Shelf from the Poetry Foundation, October 25th, 2008. I'm Curtis Fox. This week, what's so funny about sex and death? Earlier this month, in a ceremony in Chicago, the Poetry Foundation gave Albert Goldbarth the Mark Twain Award, which recognizes a poet's contribution to humor in American poetry. The $25,000 award is given in the belief that humorous poetry can also be seriously good poetry. It's only the third time the award has been given out. As Albert Goldbarth mentioned in accepting the award, the first two winners were
the estimable Billy Collins and the estimable Tony Hoagland, who I think of as the kind of trial and error choices before the foundation settled on me.
Goldbarth is the author of 25 collections of poetry, 5 essay collections, and a novel. He grew up in Chicago and now lives in Wichita, Kansas, a city he has called the Gateway to Boredom. In presenting the award, Stephen Young, program director of the Poetry Foundation, said that Goldbarth is a poet who has contributed not only humor, but a lot of other things, including heart.
Joyce Carol Oates claims he breaks hers, intelligence, zaniness, science, science fiction, pop culture, history, and above all, a deep and supple humanity.
In spite of the award, Goldbarth doesn't necessarily think of himself as a humorist. To explain how humor works in his poetry, he described a New Yorker cartoon by P.C. Vey.
And this cartoon itself is not hilarious. I don't think you'll laugh when I describe it to you, but it strikes me as kind of astute. And this is the setup. Two guys sitting in a bar. Nobody else is around, but there are two or three seats empty between them. So you know they don't know one another, but they've arrived at the bar at the same time, and so they have to start a kind of uneasy conversation getting to know one another. One guy is dressed in standard CEO business attire. He's got a suit, white shirt, tie. One guy is in full clown regalia. He's got a big rubber nose, he's got the ruff, he's got the coiled hair, he's got the clown makeup, he's got the polka dot outfit. And he's sitting there, sort of staring into his drink or beyond his drink, very contemplatively. And the caption is, "Well, I just tell people the truth, and sometimes it's funny." And if my poems are humorous at all, I do hope that they're humorous in the spirit of that caption, okay?
And that caption describes pretty well the Goldbarth poem we're about to hear. It's not hilarious, as Goldbarth says, but it's not going all out for a joke either. It's going after a truth about two subjects that come up a lot in his work, sex and death. The poem is called If We Were Honest, and it attacks its subjects head on, which is what's kind of funny about it, because normally poets talk rather obliquely about sex and death, but Goldbarth just lays it all out there in front of us, and it's all faintly embarrassing, though it's hard to tell if we're blushing for ourselves or for the poet. Anyhow, the poem doesn't need much by way of introduction. There was just one word that I didn't know. A WEN, W-E-N, is an abnormal growth or a cyst. Also, the Dolphin was the name of the first European ship to visit Tahiti. Here's Albert Goldbarth reading If We Were Honest.
When I tell you that cultural ritual is an artifice composed of simultaneous social dynamic complexity vectors acting in anthropometric units, I'm thinking of sex. I mean it. We all are. It isn't just me. Or when I say the war, or the god, or the list with the juice and the cereal, sex. What is it the psycho experts are claiming every 10 seconds? When I tell you that I'm thinking of sex, I'm thinking of death. Its worm is always in my eye. Its sour and dirt-blown web is always a catch in my throat. It was always a when, releasing a small electrical jolt to the brain of Napoleon, Alexander, Attila. It was funereally in the black, black ink of the Brontes. Why should I be any different? Why can't we be honest? Every poem is sex or death. If we were honest, half of our poems would be about the making of poems, the conference on the making of poems, the resume of poems successfully made, you know, the way that half our time is actually spent. And did 10 seconds pass just now? If so, then sex. If so, then death. Not too long after the dolphin first made port in Tahiti, it was discovered the crew were trading its nails for dalliances with the pliant and welcoming women of that island. To such a great extent, the ship was in danger of being pulled apart. Inside, the cradling waves of moonlight on those waters, smiling, consummating, human nails into smooth bamboo brown human grain. How did they know? How could they foresee that my mother would die from her own lungs shaping hundreds of obstinate fists in her chest? My father would die with his own blood turning into a useless negative of itself. And yet, they must have known. They must have seen the lesson. They were trying to deny it with the drive of such combustive, zealous engines. This is my topic tonight, and how the craft of poetry and the role of the postmodern in a society of gender-defined relationship roles is, yes, a bare knee, like a beacon, like a skull beneath the face skin. And a question from the audience on the quasi-political sense of artistic effort is, yes, in my mind, yes, in yours, yes, sex and death, the one thing.
Albert Goldbarth is the winner of the Mark Twain Award for Humor in American Poetry. The poem you just heard and many others by Goldbarth can be found on our website, poetryfoundation.org. His selected poems from 1972 to 2007 is called The Kitchen Sink, and it's published by Grey Wolf Press. Let us know what you think of this program, where our motto is...
Every poem is sex.
Email us at podcast@poetryfoundation.org.
Or death.
The music used in this program comes from the Claudia Quintet. For Poetry Off the Shelf, I'm Curtis Fox. Thanks for listening.